hell, is being treated as if, oh, well, it's like this optional belief. People from the beginning were universalists. Well, there were a small number of people who were, but the councils condemned them as heretics and that saying that this is not right. I mean, when you look at Jesus, he's saying more about hell than any other person in all of Scripture. If there is no eternal hell, then Jesus was flat out wrong because he said there was. And again, you look at Matthew 25 and you look at that final verse, the righteous going to eternal life and the unrighteous to eternal destruction. And that same word eternal, the Greek word aionos, is used of both. So as is the duration of heaven, so is the duration of hell. There are some mainstream evangelicals who move to an annihilationism position, which I don't think is at all biblical. I mean, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Now, there are so many people who are trying to be nicer and more loving than Jesus. And so they're thinking, well, you can't really love someone and say that you think that they're going to go to hell unless they do this particular thing you want them to do. Well, the thing is, if we had invented the doctrine of hell, it would be completely presumptuous and inappropriate. But we didn't invent the doctrine of hell. And this is where it's a question of authority. Who am I going to submit to? And so this is where it's a critical doctrine, because in the end, if Jesus is the Son of God, if he is God himself, the second member of the triune God, then his perspective is always right. And if he says that there is an eternal hell, and he describes it in terms of fire, of ongoing darkness, of gnashing of teeth, separation from the presence of God, he tells about the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man suffering in hell who does not know God, complete ongoing consciousness, awaiting judgment, John 5, resurrection to life, resurrection to damnation, all of that. Jesus said all that. Okay, well, if Jesus was wrong, then he's not our Savior, because he's not God and he was not the fully approved sacrifice. And so I think it comes down to what you believe about hell is most important, because it's going to affect what you believe about Jesus.